Today's 31 Days of Halloween is brought to you by the Will Wonder Pod Live at a bar named Sue, October 17th at 6 p.m. I will be interviewing the folks from Inglewood Films about their upcoming movie, Algea, God of Pain, which is releasing October 26th. We will have tons of giveaways, so make sure you come out, hear all about this film that is a Utah homegrown horror film. Once again, a bar named Sue, 8136 South State Street in Midvale, Utah, starts at 6 p.m. October 17th. No cover, but you do have to be 21 years and up. And again, we have a lot of fun giveaways. So come out. Now, let's get to 31 Days of Halloween.
During the spookiest time of the year, there are a few guidelines all ghosts and goblins should follow. Always stay on sidewalks. Never go to a stranger's house. And never go out alone.
Stories hurt. Stories heal. If we repeat them often enough, they become real. They have power. They make us who we are. Day 14 of 31 Days of Halloween. Scary stories to tell in the dark.
Some people believe if we repeat stories often enough, they become real. They make us who we are. That can be scary.
Eat it, Harold.
Do you want to see a haunted house?
Some kids went missing, so they boarded it up.
Okay, we saw it. Should we go now?
Who ordered the chicken?
What's that?
It's a book of scary stories. Tell me a story.
Tommy's missing.
Tommy's name was in the book. There's no way it's actually connected, right? Okay, what if what happens in the book is exactly what's happened for real? Oh my God. Aggie!
Stella!
Listen, you're in the next story.
We're reading it right here.
It's a corpse looking for her missing toe.
I'm afraid that we woke something up.
Taken the book.
We've got to stop it.
Sarah Bellows's book. When the stories write themselves and it all comes alive.
The Jingling Man is coming.
Scary Stories to Tell in the Dark was released August 19th, 2019. It had a budget of $28 million and made $104.5 million at the box office. The movie's rated PG-13 for violence, a little gore, and frightening and intense scenes. This movie has some pretty damn scary scenes, so I think that the real reason that it is PG-13 is because of that. The gore in it is very minimal, the violence isn't anything crazy, but the intense scenes, yep, they are there. Here's a synopsis. The shadow of the Bellows family has loomed large in the small town of Mill Valley for generations. It's in a mansion that a young Sarah Bellows turns her tortured life and horrible secrets into a series of scary stories. These terrifying tales soon have a way of becoming all too real for a group of unsuspecting teens who stumbled upon Sarah's spooky home. So, Scary Stories to Tell in the Dark is, I guess you would call it like a supernatural horror film. It's directed by Andre Overdahl, who has done a few fun horror movies, including The Autopsy of Jane Doe and the new film, The Last Voyage of the Dementor. The film is based on the children's book series of the same name by Alvin Schwartz, and the screenplay was adapted by the Hageman brothers from a screenplay by producer Guillermo del Toro. I just rewatched this movie. I do remember liking it when it initially came out, but I haven't seen it since then. I really, really enjoyed it on the rewatch. The thing I love about this film is it starts out on Halloween night, which is perfect for 31 Days of Halloween. It has very small town vibes, late 1960s, so there's no cell phones, internet, all of that. And like I said before, there are some really solid scares. The film involves a number of short stories that the main character, Stella, reads in a book that she finds in the Bellows' condemned haunted house. When she reads the stories, they start to become reality. The first story, titled Harold, sets the tone as the very first scary story read. Harold is the scarecrow that you see on the cover of the movie poster, and he is very, very creepy. Even when he's not, quote-unquote, alive, he's scary as shit. If you haven't seen this movie, or maybe like me, you only watched it once, I would highly suggest that you check it out. You can watch Scary Stories to Tell in the Dark on a number of streaming services right now for free. Hulu, Peacock, Amazon Prime, Tubi, or Fubo TV. We will see you tomorrow for day 15 of 31 Days of Halloween. Ha 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 ha!